Player 2 has joined the game.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 337 of the Two-Player Co-op Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Kevin, along with my brother from my mother, Sean.
How are we doing? James just put me in a bad mood.
Yep, me too. But if this is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us, this is the Two-Player Co-op Podcast, where just about every week, except last week, two brothers get together, and maybe not next week, two brothers get together to tell you everything you need to know about in the world of video games. If you like that, make sure you like the video, subscribe, share it with your friends, family, and everyone in betwixt. If you only listen on audio services, that's cool too. Just leave us a 5-star review, thumbs up, or whatever your service allows. Remember how I was saying, like, I'm on automatic when I do the intro now? 50% of the time I forget to say that about the audio. It's like every other time I just forget it, probably because you're like got a dumb look on your face or you try to say something and then I just forget what I'm doing. If you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/twoplayercoop, where we got a lot of different benefits, but the most popular is the $5 producer tier, where you can watch us record the podcast live on YouTube. Oh my God, this reminds me, I just now remembered it. The $10 thing. I am so sorry, patrons. We're gonna talk about fantasy football, James. I am so sorry, because I remember the last time I was going to post a Q&A was when, I'm not like looking for sympathy or anything, but it was when Jess went into the hospital. And obviously life got turned upside down. We didn't podcast for a month. And then I just, like, we've been doing the bonus episode every month. I completely forgot about the Q&A episode, so I am so sorry for that.
So if you got questions, send them in.
Yeah, I'll post a thread tonight or tomorrow or something to get that started and just have at it.
Have to be video games. We've been over this. It can be food.
Yeah. Shows, and I might just movies, open it up music to everybody, because we've screwed up so bad this time, and post it for all patrons because I feel bad. Even I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'm so sorry, guys. It's just I completely forgot about it. That's completely on me. Some of our patrons deserve a shout-out, just like our patron Saint John Tingley, the man with a bar named after him, as well as our affiliates, Derek Bamford, James Solar. Make sure you check out James Games and More on YouTube. Link to the past, baby. I love it. Sarah Solar and Mom.
Man, we got a full house tonight.
Did you hear me?
Yep.
I did it.
You did.
I remembered. As I was reading it, I was like, he told me not to go, Mom!
Yeah, but didn't I feel like we were going to make a bet. And then you didn't want to.
Because I didn't think I could do it.
But you did.
I did.
You should have bet. You win nothing.
As well as our producers, Steve Appleton, Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta. Also, make sure you check out PS Rewind on YouTube as well. If you like cool t-shirts and the like, you can go to teespring.com/stores/2playercoop. How are we doing, Sean? It's been 2 weeks.
It's been a while. Still got.
I don't know. Like, still got sentence. It. We still got the sync. The SYNC. We're synced up.
Still got. Yeah, it's been a while. We're at the beach.
So much fun. We had a blast. Here we go.
Let's talk nature. We only went to Florida. Mm-hmm. Just a car ride. Mm-hmm. No weird air travel. No weird cuisines. No nothing. It's Florida.
You got Montezuma's revenge.
Well, I got the opposite. I got Montezuma's
incontinence. No, that's not that. Constipation.
Yeah. For like 5 days.
That's how I am when I go. We talked about this. Sorry.
But then I came back.
Yeah.
It was fine. And then the last 2 days, he got his revenge.
My first day back.
I'm more than caught up now.
My first day back, I was like, wow, I think I've lost 10 pounds today.
I don't get it. Like,
my body
shuts
down. If
I go to like Mexico or something, like, I get it. If I'm on a cruise, like, I get my body not cooperating, but like, it's Florida.
Yeah. And you're in like kind of like a house. It's not like having to go at work or something, you know? It's
right. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that, but yeah, we had a blast. Me and my family went down. Sean and his family went down. My family and I mean, sorry, Mom. And then our friends also went down as well. So we had, how many of us all together? 14? 6? Oh, plus Amber and them, 6, 12, 16, I think, total.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
We had a lot of fun. The weather was mid to upper 70s every day. We had 2 days where it rained and stormed, and the seas got angry that day, my friends. When Sean left on Thursday, it was crazy. Sean was running at 100%. I think he was over capacity. And so the next day after Sean left Friday, because Thursday it wasn't really raining, but the waves were insane and they had the flags up on the beach. It was a double red flag, which means you cannot go in the water. I didn't think that was literal. I thought it was just like, we ain't saving you.
Well, no, that was Friday.
No, that was Thursday. You left Thursday when it was a double red flag.
I did leave Thursday. That was Thursday.
So we went down and like hung out on the beach and stuff, but it was cloudy and windy and whatever. You had lifeguards on ATVs flying down the beach. If somebody even had their feet like where the water comes up, like get back now. Like they weren't taking any chances. It got coldish in Florida too. So then Friday, our last day at the beach, it was just one red flag, which means it's boogie boarding time. Because you got waves, didn't have any rip currents that I could feel, just a nice solid undertow.
No jellyfish.
Eliza, no, we didn't have any jellyfish. Eliza went out there. I remember I went out there to boogie board and I caught a big wave. And as I was catching it, I looked over and Eliza was like, and she had caught it too. And I was like, oh no. So then like, as soon as I hit, I kind of put my feet down to take to try to like hit the brakes. So I kind of finally stopped and I looked over to Liza and she didn't go very far, but she was like, ah, that was awesome. And then all of a sudden another wave. So I run over there, I grab her. She's crying and she's like, I don't think
I want water, salt water in her mouth.
Oh yeah. Upper nose, upper everything, I'm sure. But so after that, she was like, I don't want to boogie board anymore. And it was all fine and good. Do you remember a couple years ago? I think we talked about this already, but a couple years ago when we went and it was just insanity out there.
Yeah, last year there wasn't a whole lot, but two years ago,
it was crazy. So this year, it wasn't that bad, but one time I caught a relatively big wave, 5-6 feet. And I caught it, rode it in, and it was one of those where by the time I went to get up, I made the mistake of like getting on my knees, and then I turn around, I'm like, oh, shit. There's like another huge one, but it grabbed me and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I felt my leg just go out the water. And then I went straight down. It felt like I got tombstone pile driven into the beach. It hurt like hell. After that, I was like, okay, I'm done. My neck was killed. And this is after I already had the go-kart freaking incident where I already had whiplash. The seas were very angry that day, my friends. Like an old man returning soup at a deli. Is that a Titleist? But yeah, we had a good time. It's just, it was much needed. Didn't really pay attention to work that much and it was great. Anything else, Sean?
Beach wise, no. I got a funny story. I don't know. Dad may have already told you, but it was funny enough that I want to tell it again, even if you have heard it. So we got home from the beach early. My dad was doing this, I don't even want to get into it, this garage stuff. And he had to go pick up a 2x8x18 foot board. So we needed Kevin's truck. So my dad goes, picks up the truck, and then...
Oh, he told me this.
15
yeah.
miles to empty.
We're I like, told you. I'm like, I don't know how much gas is in it.
So we're like, we could probably make it there and back, but then he'd have like 2 miles left. And we're like... Well, and then my dad was like, well, I've got a gas can for the lawnmower. Let's just fill it up with that. So he's parked on the street. We're walking out there. We got rope for the wood. My dad's carrying a gas can. Like, it just looks like we're up to
no good. You're headed to do some nefarious business or something.
Just walking up to this truck on the street with gas can.
At his
and
house
rope.
Or my house?
You're out. I mean, his house.
Okay.
So it's the kind of gas can where like you've got to like hit this button and then while you're pushing it, push in this other part to actually get the gas to flow. But it doesn't have like a long nozzle. It's just got a little
nub.
Stumpy dump. Yeah.
Stumpy dump.
And so your gas can is weird. I mean, it's not weird. I guess it makes sense. But like when you open the door, it's just a hole. I mean, it's got like
it's
a spring
like a
loaded. Yeah. Yeah. But there's no like.
That's how
twist
Jeff's
off
is
thing.
Too. So it's something Chrysler Dodge Jeep, right?
So he he's like trying, he's got the gas can up there and he's like pushing the thing and trying, he's like, I don't, is it going? And all of a sudden I hear it and I'm like, oh yeah, I can hear it. You're good. And all of a sudden I'm like, wait, no, it's just dumping down on the ground. And it's not, it's going in the hole. So I don't know if there's some kind of,
far enough.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a purposeful thing, some kind of like anti-siphon or something, yeah. But like it was going through the spout into
gas can suck.
Into the hole, but it's like the spout wasn't long enough to get past some hole or something to where the gas that was coming out was not going into the tank.
To where it would open the final door into the tank, yeah.
Right. So we stopped that. And then Brittany's like, why don't you just go to the gas station and get like $5 in gas?
I know.
We're like, hold on. So
oh, there's more.
Dad's asking mom, you know, do you have a funnel? And she finds a funnel. And then I'm trying to explain to him, the funnel's not going to do anything. Because
look at what John just said. You have to use the funnel.
But the funnel that we had is not going to work because it's also got a little stumpy nub. Dump.
Yeah.
That's not going to get, it's going to have the same problem. So what did we do next?
Did you put a PVC pipe on the end of it or something?
Oh, then we were about to leave. I'm like, wait, do you have any kind of like tubing, like a hose or something that you could pour into? Then you could use the funnel into the hose, put that in there.
Hold it up here like you're in college.
So then I'm thinking, we're really going to look like we're
you,
just...
You could have gone, you could have saved a half hour and just got $10 in gas.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what we ended up doing, but it was pretty ridiculous. Also, saw a movie. Yes, 2 days ago. The Eras Tour.
Oh yeah,
100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it really? It made $96 million. It made more than Justice League.
I was gonna make DC movie jokes. I didn't know the numbers, but I assumed it did more than
Justice League was 95, I think, when they were hoping it was going to do like 150. Like BVS was, I think it opened to like 165. This is why I can't tell you like the Seventh Presidents, because I remember this crap. Andrew, I think Justice Jackson. League opened to like a 90 or 95, and Taylor got 96.
Wow. But yeah, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was very good. I mean, it's exactly what you would think it would be.
Oh yeah, because you didn't go to the Eras concert. Okay.
No. It was long. It was, yeah, like 2 hours and 45 minutes or something. She did a lot of stuff. She didn't do Me, which I don't really like, but Kira was kind of upset because she loves that song. But I'm like, well, you need somebody there to sing, like, eh.
No, but you could have backup tracks or something. Because when I was looking at the set list when Jess was going, I was like, she didn't play that. She didn't play, or did she play Teardrops? I don't think she did.
No, from her self-titled, I think she only did Our Song.
Was that the one that had...
it might have been that.
What's the guy's name that's married to Faith Hill?
Tim McGraw?
Yeah. Was that on that one? I think it was. But I don't know if she played it or not.
What?
Tim McGraw? Yeah. Oh.
I thought you were talking about Our Song. I'm like, nope, that would be Tim McGraw. But now I understand what you're saying. No, I think it was just Our Song.
Is this the Scream Door?
From Speak Now, she only did Enchanted. Great song.
Derek said nearly 3 hours. F that.
She only did Enchanted from Speak Now. Great song, but like.
But it's a great album.
I wanted Mean and like.
Yeah.
And then she did like.
That was the one I was mad at. I mean, I wasn't going, so I didn't care. Right. She's not playing Mean, really? Yeah.
So I don't know. Some weird decisions. But it was good. It was long. Kira liked it. Kira and Eliza were dancing. And I don't feel like I got the full Swifty experience. It was 95% female, and I think the only males were dads and
Art
and Poppy and Grandpa. I mean, I guess he's also a dad. They were like singing and stuff, and I'm like, that's fine, like I get it. But then they're like doing this crap.
You're not at an actual concert.
And I'm like, when a lot of people start doing that,
it's showing up on the screen now.
Yeah, it kind of make it was kind of annoying. And that's where I'm like, what I wanted to, although I didn't because it's a bunch of like 10-year-old girls, but there's a bunch of them behind me and I assumed they were doing the flashlight.
Just do it backwards.
Exactly. I wanted to go like this and just shine it back at them. I'm like, I can't do that. But I don't know. It was fine. I mean, whatever. But no, it was good. My last witty banter. Trip coming up. I don't leave tomorrow. I leave Thursday as we're recording this. I still got to figure out what do I want to do. I'm not bringing... I mean, I will have my iPad. Is it worth bringing my DualSense and trying to PS Remote to play Spidey? I don't think so.
Hotel Wi-Fi?
Because hotel Wi-Fi is not going to be very good. Do I bring my Switch and play some Mario? But then I'm also like, we're going to do Mario Mondays. Yeah. And I'm like, I kind of want that to be... I want to experience it for the first time then. But then I feel like I'm going to get myself into a weird situation where I'm like, I want that game. But if I don't get it right away, either I get it and I don't play it, and then I play it here and then I'm never going to play it at home, so why did I get it? Or I don't get it so that I play it here for the first time. Then am I ever going to get it? But I have to get it because I know Kira wants to play it.
Never going to get it.
I'm probably going to buy it. Not play it. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's a weird situation.
Well, see, now that is a perfect segue into my last witty banter is, let's do a hype check. Spidey 2, Mario Wonder. Spidey 2...
I'm starting to come around.
91. Now, I still have not watched any more trailers. I saw something on IGN when I was pulling up news today that said the newest trailer, like, watch the newest reveal trailer with... new villains revealed. And I was like, oh, hell no. I'm glad I haven't watched anything. Why would you? But they did it with the first Spider-Man game. They spoiled almost everything. I mean, they didn't spoil the story, but they spoiled who's in it. So I haven't seen anything. I saw Shinobi tweeting some of these videos. I don't know if PlayStation did this or if somebody just... I don't know who did it. Or maybe it's like Digital Foundry or something. Comparing Spider-Man 2018 Remastered to Spider-Man 2. The only two I saw was one. Remember Puddlegate?
Oh, God. Yeah.
But this, so you see a puddle in Spider-Man 2018, and it looks good. Then you see a Spider-Man 2 puddle on fidelity mode, so you're getting 30 frames, which I can't do in a Spider-Man game. It's got to be smooth. But you see people walking by the puddle and the way their reflections are and the light. I was like, holy crap, this is beautiful. Then the other one I saw, 2018 Remastered. I listened to Dagan's Sacred Symbols Plus, and it got me more excited.
That's kind of where, like, this whole time I'm like, I know I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to like it, but I just don't know how much I care.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to get pretty hyped for it. Partially because of the reviews. I'm like, this seems like the kind of game that is not going, it'll be like, it's good, but it's basically more Spider-Man. But the fact that it's scoring higher tells me, I'm not saying there's something that we don't know about, but like they've got to be doing something different in this so that people aren't just saying it's just more Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The fact that it reviewed, and I don't, like, what did Miles Morales get? About the same?
Mid-80s, I think. I think it was below Spider-Man.
So I don't know. That's got me feeling pretty good. Also, I saw, was it Kind of Funny? I think it was Kind of Funny, said every single one of them got the platinum during their review.
Yeah, it's supposed to only be 30 hours.
So yeah, it's apparently not a bad platinum.
So I'm getting that, yeah.
So, yeah.
The other video they showed was crowd density. So it was Spider-Man 2018, Spider-Man sitting up on a light pole. And you see like one car and a couple people walking by. Then you see Spider-Man 2 and he's sitting up on a light pole. And you see, it is like a traffic jam with all these people walking up and down the sidewalk and everything. I'm like, oh my God, this is insane. Like, to me, 2018 was absolutely beautiful. The remastered looked even better when I got my platinum in 3 seconds. I can't believe how good this game looks.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I can't remember who it was. It was just a tweet, somebody that reviewed the game, that this is the one that got me hyped. That this is Insomniac's Uncharted 2 to Uncharted 1. And I was like,
wow.
Hold on. Spider-Man was already awesome. It was your game of the year. You had it above, not Ragnarok, God of War. Spider-Man was already awesome. Uncharted was good. Uncharted 2 was awesome. If there, now it's just one dude's opinion, of course.
Yeah.
But if there
Wait, so is Spidey out there just killing a bunch of innocent people?
Yeah, let's talk about, what's it called? What's the thing? Dissonance, Harmony of Dissonance. That's a Castlevania game. Dissonance. What's it called?
I know what you're talking about, and I can't think of it either.
Anyways.
Something Dissonance.
If it makes that big of a leap, this whole time I've gone into it being like, my top two games in some order are FF16 and Zelda. Then I've got Sea of Stars. Like I said, on a year that wasn't possibly the best year ever, could have been my game of the year. Never saw it coming. Resident Evil 4 was this year. The Dead Space remake was this year, for crying out loud. We've still got Mario. Like we've got Mario RPG. It doesn't really count, but we also got Metroid Prime Remastered. Like,
But are you going to count Mario RPG?
Yeah, because that's a remake. It's not just, we re-released it and made it prettier.
I guess, yeah.
Miles Morales, 85. See, this is the stupid stuff that's in my head. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I do think, though, I am still more excited for Mario. And I heard a little bit today on Punching Up, Gene Park was saying to Dustin that, like, it sucks that people are out there trying to spoil it and stuff. Obviously, it's not like The Last of Us 2 getting spoiled, because there's no story in Mario. But he said there are moments, it seems like there is a lot, because he's only through like the first two worlds or something. There are so many moments that Nintendo has not spoiled yet that they happen in a level, and he said his jaw dropped and his mouth, by the time he finished the level, he was still just like jaw agape. And I'm like, man.
Right. If I'm not going to play this, you can't play it either.
I'm only going
to... I don't want to come home and be like, all right, let's do Mario Mondays, and I see you've got like a save file and you're already on World 3 or something.
Casey is super hyped. I'm hoping maybe he'll forget and I can just play Spider-Man.
Yeah.
If I have to, I'll play a few levels with him, and then he can play with Eliza. They can both be Nabbit or whatever and just run right. But no, I'm not going to do... Like, I don't even want to beat the first world with him or anything like that. It'll just be, let's taste it. Also, Gene said, this game does feel completely different from New Super Mario, the physics of it and everything. And he said he thinks that he liked the New Super Mario games, but he said they never felt right. He said something like, it's like you're controlling a 3D character in a 2D space. I'm like, well, yeah, that's 2.5D. I get it. But he said something about, I don't remember the jumps feeling off, but he was saying it was floaty, and this feels
more like... It was definitely like, floaty.
Yeah, this feels more like Mario World. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. So yeah,
I think Spider-Man, I don't think Spider-Man will be my game of the year. No. I don't think so. But it's hard to say it's a dark horse, because I could see it being, well, I could see you say the same thing about Mario. What I was going to say is Starfield, Mario has dark horse game of the year written all over.
That's what Gene was saying. He's like, people shouldn't write this off as possibly being game of the year. This is the first new Mario 2D game in 10 years. You know how many ideas they have to implement into this game that they've come up with over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I can't wait till you freaking get back. When you get back, Thursday to
Wednesday.
Can you come over Wednesday night? Do you get back
late? I get home pretty late. Okay. Let's see.
I don't care. We can start Mario Mondays a week late. I don't even care. Just come over that Thursday night and we'll do the first two or three worlds and get them ready.
Yeah, I land at 9:50 p.m.
Okay, so we're not going to do it that night. You'll be back home at 10:30. But yeah, my hype levels have gone up for both games.
I know.
My hype level, my hype level has gone up for both games. I mean, Metacritic is just, it doesn't matter. Review scores don't really matter. But the fact that it's 4 points higher, I think the first one was an 87.
When do Nintendo, like, when are we expecting?
The day before.
Really?
It's always, even Tears of the Kingdom was the day before.
What did Tears of the Kingdom get?
I think it fell to a 96.
I bet this is a 93.
I hope
so. Maybe 94. It's going to be, I think it's going to be way up there.
The fact
that I'm kind of shocked, not shocked, but like, I had to go back and look. I'm like, I wonder if anybody just drafted a new 2D Mario game.
I was going to, but actually, no, I was going to draft a new 3D Mario, but I didn't have the balls.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, fantasy football, James.
Oh yeah, we never talk about
we
that.
We suck. My receiver.
I'm over. I'm done.
I'm already pretty much done. Jamar Chase sucked. Devontae Adams sucked. Who's the other guy? Calvin Ridley sucked. Trevor Lawrence, not that great. I really did not need Travis Etienne getting 2 rushing touchdowns. My running backs were Jerome Ford, who actually had a decent game. And who was my other idiot that I start? Oh, yeah, Isaiah Pacheco. And he got me like 7, 8 points. No one scored touchdowns. So that's what got me. My 2 running backs and my 3 receivers, none of them scored a touchdown. I lost by 11 points, 83 to 72.
I'm through 6 weeks. I have 0 touchdowns from running backs.
Are you serious?
0. From this running backs that I started. Played. I've had some on my bench, but like,
dude, we went 0 RB. I don't know that I'm ever doing it again because it has not.
Well, but I looked back at the draft, like,
I know.
I had my chance. Everybody, I was sold a bill of goods with Jameer. He sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't suck. He doesn't suck. They don't use him.
Yeah.
But like, Fields went from scoring like 40 points a game to 4, and now he got injured. But like, and Cousins, again, I would have been better off if I played Cousins. I still would have lost. But like, and now next week, assuming Fields plays, I think Fields plays the Giants and Cousins plays the Niners. So again, I'm like, do I have to play Fields? I'm going to play Cousins, and then Fields will go off again. Cousins looks like crap against a crappy defense now that Jefferson's gone. So I feel like I have no quarterback right now. I have no running backs. I've got 3 good receivers. But like, I don't know. I'm just kind of over it. I'm done making moves. If all of a sudden I win a few in a row, then I'll be invested again. But I'm kind of just like, whatever. I'm done.
I'm trying to pick up one of the 2 backup running backs, the San Fran running back or the LA running back. I'm waiver number 3, which means whoever the 2 people are in front of me will probably both pick one of them, so I don't get either.
Wait, who?
What do you mean?
Somebody's already got Mason.
No, he's a free agent. I grabbed him on the waiver today. He'll be gone before he gets to you because I'm getting him if no one else does.
I mean, yeah, I can't get him anyway, but I could have sworn somebody already had him.
But McCaffrey might even play, so I've actually got the Rams backup to Kyren Williams. I forget his name. Zach Evans or something. I've got him number 1 on my priority.
Why, did he get hurt?
Yeah, Kyren got hurt and somebody else got hurt too.
Jeez.
Ronnie Peters or something. This is why I don't know the 7th. Who was the 7th resident?
Andrew Jackson.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I'm 4-1 in one league and 3-3 in my... That math is not adding up, James.
Math is not mathing.
Here's my issue this week. Bengals are on a bye, so I don't have Jamar Chase. Trevor Lawrence is banged up, and I don't know... Luckily, it's the Thursday game. They're saying he's got a chance to play. He was limited in practice. If I can't start him, I have to start Jordan Love. There's no other quarterbacks out there. I'm not grabbing friggin' Baker Mayfield or something for 1 week. So I got to roll with Jordan Love. The only good thing is he's playing Denver, but he is playing at Denver. Jerome Ford, Isaiah Pacheco. So I'm starting Javonte Williams in my flex. They rejected my last trade, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I
think I should send back the original one. Devontae and...
Okay, I'll take it.
Devontae and... Devontae and Javonte for Breece Hall and Chris Godwin.
Didn't Breece Hall have another big game?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to go for that now.
I don't either.
And Devontae's
coming
sucked.
Off a shit game. Yeah. Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just kind of over it.
Oh, yeah. So I'm 2-4. Sean is 3-3.
I'm 3-3, but I feel like I might go 3-10 or whatever I don't know. The sky is falling. I lost one game, whatever. But, like, I don't know. I'm just kind of over it.
I had a bye in my friendly because we have an odd number of people.
Wow. We have an odd number
of people. The people. The people.
The people.
I didn't even think of that, having an odd number of teams and everybody gets a bye. But then you'd have to have one bye, like, even the first week of the season. I don't like that.
You wouldn't have to.
Yes, you would. If you have 11 teams, one guy is left out. Unless you have 3 people play. Yeah. I don't even know if fantasy football lets you do that. So, yeah, I don't know.
And then the guy I play rookie next week, who scores like 100 points a game.
But maybe McCaffrey doesn't play.
Maybe he's got somebody on a bye. Not McCaffrey.
Not McCaffrey.
I haven't even looked. I'm just like, oh, whatever. Now I'm curious.
But I do, if I lose again this week and I drop to 2-5, then I'm not making any more roster pickups or anything.
He's got Goff, James Cook, Ramondre Stevenson, Ayuk, Tyreek, AJ Brown. I'm gonna lose my 50. Wait, he doesn't have McCaffrey.
No, it's the other guy. I always get the two of them.
But he's got Tyreek and AJ Brown, who play each other.
Taylor who has McCaffrey. Yeah. Tyreek. Oh my God, that's right. That's gonna be a shootout. Oh,
my kicker's on a bye, so I got to do this crap where I pick up another kicker. Even though I kind of like my kicker, and that's where I'm like, do I drop somebody else to pick up a kicker for 1 week, or do I just say screw it?
You got beat by a guy who started a kicker on a bye. So maybe
I'm kind of like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave him. I like the kicker.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose him.
And you don't want to lose anybody else. So yeah.
Yeah. I might just say, screw it. I'm going to get destroyed.
Friggin' fantasy football, man. It's so annoying.
I hate it.
All right. I think that's enough witty banter. Sean, what have you been playing these past 2 weeks?
The only thing I've played.
Oh, wait. Did you watch Nocturne? You only watched the first
episode? Oh, I still only watched the first episode. Maybe I can like download it. I'll probably watch it on my trip.
You can download it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Netflix downloads pretty fast, too. Like, you can download all 8 of them in probably, like, 5 minutes. So even if you forget...
Okay.
Yeah. You're gonna say something smart, though, because I saw you smiling. The only thing I've played is...
No, the only thing I've played is Sea of Stars.
Oh, you're still...
In all honesty, I'm probably only, like... It's total sunk cost fallacy, because I'm probably only about 5 hours away from... I don't know. Maybe more like 10. Actually, I have no idea.
Really? That much still?
I gotta beat the game.
What? I didn't think you had to.
I have to get this last stupid story that you can't unlock until the post game.
Okay.
It's not hard. Like, I'm doing the stuff where you use the one relic for that one trophy.
Right.
But I'm not even doing the thing where you turn it off and turn it back on right before the ball. I just leave it on. I'm wrecking everybody. Like, it's not hard. It's all the stuff in, like, just running around and trying to... And I'm skipping all the dialogue, and then I'll skip all the dialogue and be like, oh, crap, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute.
So, like, the island with all, like, the ghosts and the spooky stuff, there's so many times I would, like, go through this forest up to that house, and then I can't do anything. I'm like, what am I supposed to... And I'd go back through it and go to the inn and talk to somebody. Oh, I'm supposed to go over there so I can get the thing so they can do this. Then I go over there and I skip all the dialogue. Now I go back up there. Nope, I'm not supposed to go there yet. I got to go over here and talk to this person, which will trigger... And I keep doing stuff like that. And I'm just like... I saw there was an update the other day. I'm like, please God, maybe they made it so that's no longer missable and you can just talk to somebody and get the story. They didn't. They're probably not going to at this point.
No.
So... I don't know. I really like that game, but I have no interest in playing it anymore. But I'm like, I've come this far. I have to get the platinum, but that's all I've played. And I can feel it dropping in my top 10, which isn't
no,
fair.
But that's not fair.
No, I know.
You got, this just made me think of it. You know the desert area where it's like, there's like the things in the ground that pop up.
You have to use a little sensor thing.
And they show you which way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
What did somebody said that area, it's almost like they said that's where the messenger takes place. And I'm like, no, because some of the areas are actually in this game.
Yeah.
But there's something special about that area as it pertains to the messenger. And I can't remember what it was. And there is DLC coming for this. So I don't know if it's going to be same characters, same story, if it's going to be a prequel, which I think there's a good chance it might be. Or is it going to be something in the future to really tie it to the messenger? Because I think this happens like 10,000 years before the messenger or something crazy.
Also, one thing I was thinking about, I don't want to spoil anything, so we're going to do one of these. But like, unless I'm mistaken, I'm pretty sure you beat that game and you never get any sort of closure on, I don't remember their name anyway.
Oh, I was thinking that too.
I'm like, because I remember thinking...
Yeah.
And he
would just die.
He's just gone. Yeah. Like, I'm like, whatever happened? So, yeah, I thought that was weird.
Now, I don't know, because the only things I looked up about the real ending was that thing that happens with that one character when you do the 7 stones. That's all I really looked up. So maybe there's got to be something in the real ending. Maybe that'll make it worth it for you beating it if YouTube didn't exist.
No, but I already got the real ending. And nothing happened.
Oh.
Yeah, nothing.
You beat the final boss?
I beat everything. There's the, he,
but there
there's
was no earlier no save mention that you could get unless, to do the conversation the story.
Yeah, because it doesn't say you can't. There's not like a
bunch of
auto save. Okay. Yeah, and so I apparently the only thing I can think of. I mean, the only way it's possible to do what I did, you're supposed to talk to somebody at the campfire. They give you something. Which you can then do a story. You talk to the pink-haired girl, and she tells you a story.
She writes it in the book. Whatever,
the story gives you a hint on how to then do this optional quest.
Okay.
And somehow, I think, almost like in Tears of the Kingdom, we both found that weird optional... Not optional thing, no, but we thought it was optional.
Yeah.
Out of order. I think I did something like that. And so the only way to get this item, which is what triggers that story, is to beat the game and then talk to that person... before doing that side quest, which should almost be impossible.
Yeah.
But I think I like happened to talk to somebody in some village somewhere that you probably would have talked to if you'd followed, like, I don't know, somehow I did something out of order and now it's too late and I can't talk to them and get that item anymore.
Have you checked for people that have had this happen to them? There's nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
Well.
So that's all I've played.
Again, we were gone last week. I didn't really play anything. I still haven't gone back to beat Cyberpunk. Not because I don't like it. It's just weird with like Spider-Man and Mario so close. I'm like, I don't even know.
You played Final Fantasy 6?
Oh, yeah. So I did.
/3.
I fired up the Super NES Classic. I don't know why I just said that. The SNES Classic and the NES Classic when we were on vacation. I played a little bit of Mario 3, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, of course. But then I was like, oh, I forgot this was even on here. Final Fantasy 3/6 is on the SNES Classic, and I completely forgot that. And so I started it, and I know that I said, like, I'm open to turn-based games now. I started playing this, and I was like, all right, I don't get it, because it would be like, oh, okay, here they are in their Magitech suits or whatever, and you boom, boom, and you're like, okay, fight. I'm like, okay. Oh, okay. I'm this girl without a name. Attack this guy. And then it just goes right down to my next one. I'm like, okay, attack this guy. It goes right down. Attack. And then randomly the girl goes over and attacks. And I'm like, what the hell? Attack. And then boom. And then I see that I finally realize there's these bars that are filling up. So it's not really like... It's not turn-based, I guess. It's active time something, right?
Active time battle? I don't know.
But that's Final Fantasy VII Remake. I don't even know what you would call... Like, it's like there's like a timer. Kind of like Secret of Mana. You do a sword slash and you got to wait for the little bar to fill back up to do full damage. I mean, it's not that easy in this, but...
Well, no, it's not that. So I don't think you get the option to say attack until your bar is full. But what may be happening is your bar gets full and you say attack so-and-so. But while you're doing that, maybe a couple enemies also got their bar full. So they're probably already to attack. So then even though you said attack that person, well, they still have to take their turn and then they take their turn. And then you do your turn.
Your turn, Kappa. So, it is called active time battle. Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's why it probably felt like there's this weird delay. But again, I think it's just weird because you see the bars. And I think in a lot of games that same mechanic is probably happening just in the background because any kind of game that has like a speed stat, which like, what do you call it? Sea of Stars didn't, but a lot of them do. There's probably a bar that you don't see. That's kind of like, you know, every time this counts to 100, you get to do an attack. But as your speed goes up, you know, instead of counting 1, 2, 3, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, so that bar, whether you see it or not, fills up quicker and quicker. And if you cast haste to make you be faster, that bar fills up like twice as fast. Or if somebody casts slow on you, that bar fills up slower.
Right.
So I think it's just maybe weird because you're seeing the bar, but I don't think that kind of mechanic is.
So Derek said you're basically unique. You're presetting your attacks. So basically I'm choosing what I want to do when my turn comes up based on the bar, based on the timing of stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I want to play this game, but I don't want to play it on the SNES Classic.
That's Everybody loves it. I know. And, like, I have not been able to finish it.
The Pixel remasters are out. I kind of want to just, whenever this goes on sale, if it does, I mean, it's only, like, $17. But, I mean, I'm about to have plenty of stuff to play. I want to play it, but I want to play the Pixel remaster. I'm not going to go play the 16-bit version.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it. That sounded weird. I don't want to get out my SNES Classic and hook it up to the big screen and yada, yada, yada. I'd rather just download it on my PS5 and go.
And get the Platinum.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm not excited. I want to play...
I'm excited. No, I'm not.
I want to play it more. Philly's still up 2-0. Awesome. And at some point I will. I just really, because it goes Spider-Man and Mario. Oh, Nick played the Call of Duty open beta. And he was saying the multiplayer is so much better than it was in 2. I'm like, yeah, I know. MLG over here. I don't know. But I'm like, so you want me to get it? He's like, yes, this is so much better than Modern Warfare 2 was. I was like, okay, maybe we split it 3 ways, me, you, and Noah. He's like, yeah, 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 I'm fine with that. So I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to play another Call of Duty. I'm going to see the story through in Modern Warfare 3. But it's Spidey and Mario. Sonic Superstars is out today, and mm-hmm. I just don't have time for it. You know, I think that's a Christmas game. I want to play it, but I'm not going to, I don't know, unless it just goes on sale pretty soon. And then there's Call of Duty. Then there's Mario RPG. And then I think after that, that's it. For me, at least. I'm not playing the Avatar game comes out in December. I could not care less about that game. So that's really it.
I'm holding out hope that Half-Life Alyx gets announced and shadow dropped in the next month and a half.
Yeah, that's the kind of game that you shadow drop. Yeah. No. I'm going to finish in last because I'm going to have to count The Last of Us PC at a 57. I wish they would go back and fix their scores after they patched the stupid game. Whatever. But yeah, that's really all I played, some old school stuff. So Sean.
Yes.
Do you want to get in the news the last 2 weeks?
It probably should.
All right, Sean. Worst kept secret is now official. The PS5 quote unquote slim is coming. And this comes from IGN. Sony has confirmed the heavily rumored PlayStation 5 Slim, which is due out this holiday season. The smaller PS5 design comes with 1 terabyte of storage for the PS5 and digital edition, up from 825 gigs in the original versions of the console, and the new model provides the option to add an Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive to PS5 digital edition. In a post on the PS blog, Sid Schumann, Senior Director, SIE Content Communications, said Sony created this new PS5, quote, to address the evolving needs of players, end quote. I don't think so, Tim.
Schumann.
No, it's Sid Schumann. The new PS5 has been reduced in volume by more than 30% and weight by 18% and 24% compared to the previous model, Sony said. There are 4 separate cover panels with the top portion in a glossy look while the bottom remains in matte. Why would you do that? I didn't know that until I just read this. That's stupid. If you buy the digital edition, you can add the Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive later. It'll be sold separately for $80.
Why would anybody do that?
I cannot wait to talk about this. Hold on. The new PS5 model will be available starting this November in the U.S. at select local retailers and PlayStation Direct. Once the inventory of the current PS5 model has sold out, the new PS5 will be the only model available. It is worth noting that the PS5 digital model has gone up in price with the introduction of the slim version. The original digital was $400, whereas the slimmer is $450. This means the slimmer PS5 with a disc drive costs $50 more than the original, than the slimmer PS5 digital. Yeah, no kidding. A horizontal stand is what?
This means the slimmer PS5 with a disc drive costs $50 more than the slimmer PS5 digital. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That's like the dumb, you just told us.
Right, I thought it was trying to say the new one costs $50 more than the old one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why does it say slimmer twice? But that's not what it says.
A horizontal stand is included with the new PS5. A new vertical stand compatible with all PS5 models will be sold separately at $30. Daniel Ahmad, Director of Research and Insights at Nico Partners, tweeted to say, this is more indicative of Sony's current thinking around its approach for next gen. If the new digital edition does gain traction and we see a continued trajectory of increased digital software sell-through, then I wouldn't be surprised if Sony makes digital plus disc drive add-on, the default option for next gen. I 100% think that's what they're going to do. There's already like 60, 70%, and it keeps going up, of game purchases are digital. So let's run through this. So the new Slim, they're just calling it the PS5. They're not calling it the Slim. $500 for the disc, $450 for the discless version. The add-on Blu-ray drive is $80. So if you go with the digital edition and then you're like, man, I want to watch Man of Steel in 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray.
Just to confirm, the add-on drive is no different than what's currently in it. It's not like a souped up, like, no, Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive is exactly what same, is in.
Yes. So you change your mind later, and now you're like,
I want it's like buyer's remorse. Like, well, you should have just like bought it. It's like
they're penalizing you $30.
Yeah.
The SSD has increased from one terabyte from 825 gigabytes. The 825 gigabytes was always stupid. I feel like they said something dumb when they first announced that. Like, there was a reason that it was only that, not a full terabyte. But I call BS if they did. And then there's a vertical stand sold separately for $30. So if you get a discless PlayStation 5 Slim, and then you decide you want the Blu-ray drive after the fact, and you also decide you want to stand it vertically, you're going to pay $560 for a PS5 Slim plus Blu-ray add-on plus a vertical stand.
Okay, with the original, it came with whatever you needed to stand it
vertical. And it did both.
Okay.
Because there's a screw in the middle.
Is this like
unscrew.
A better
no, stand? I haven't even seen it, but I've seen the one that it comes with for the horizontal is just, it looks like this, it's like this little clear what?
I saw somebody tweeted, because you see like this monster PlayStation like, 5
with this little,
and somebody tweeted that it reminded them, I don't even remember his name, but the guy from Elden Ring, the giant guy who's running around on his little tiny horse. I'm like, oh my god, that's exactly what it is. It starts with R.
Oh, Radan, R-A-H-D-A-N, or was that
that might be it,
or was that the name of the festival of lights, Diwali, whatever it was.
I don't know. It may be Radan.
I don't think 1 terabyte. First off, I don't know how they can justify the digital edition being $50 more. But Kevin, you get 175 more gigabytes. You get 175 more gigabytes on the disc version as well. And that's the same price. When you do revisions to a console, they're supposed to get cheaper, not more expensive.
Correct.
I don't get it. I don't know why. I just don't get it. I do, like I said, I agree with the guy that they should definitely...
Maybe this will be backwards compatible to PS3.
I swear to God, if they locked that behind hardware...
Maybe that's why the add-on disc drive costs so much. Maybe you need that.
To play PS3 discs. I don't know, man. It's... I don't know. This just boggled my mind when I heard this. I was like, wow. So, yeah, I don't know. Anything else, Sean?
I mean, it seems kind of weird, but like, if you didn't have a PS5, but you were going to get one now, mm-hmm. or when this comes out, would you get discless?
No, I would get, I've got so many 4K Blu-rays. It's ridiculous. And I like, I know Rasan makes fun of me.
Radan.
Yeah, Radan, on his little horse. Makes fun of me, but like, I don't ever have to worry about my internet connection or streaming him. Like, I just like to know that if I want to, I never do, but if I want to, I can put that disc in and I can watch Dark Knight in 4K, HDR, all that. Not have to worry about if max.com is working correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It does seem weird, but...
The one thing I do think this also confirms, though, we're getting a PS5 Pro next year. Because all the rumors said this was happening this year. Completely true. Everything they said about it, detachable drive, blah, 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 it's all true. It's true. All of it. Oh, how did they screw up that trilogy so bad? It started so good. Corporation's going to corporate. There you go, James. That pretty much sums it up. But yeah, I'm 100% sure now we're getting a PS5 Pro next year. Can they sell me on it? I doubt it. They didn't sell the PS4 Pro. I was like, nah, man. Even though it sounded like a jet engine by the time I was upgrading the PS5.
Okay, so how long after the PS4 launched did the PS4 Pro come out?
3 years. It was 2013 to 2016.
And what was the cost of the Pro compared to the base when it launched?
So the base PS4 was $400 when it launched. The Pro launched, fact check me, James, anybody that's still out there. I think the Pro launched at $400. And the regular,
so will the PS5 Pro.
And then they
Pro.
Brought out, they also brought out the PS4 Slim, which had like one less stack, you know,
yeah.
for $300.
So will the PS5 Pro be $600?
Yeah.
Or will it be $500? And
judge, now I get it. Inflation's out of control and all that. I get it. Maybe they should have even priced the PS5 higher and the Series X higher to begin with, but it is what it is.
When did the PS5 come out?
2020, November.
It's been 3 years and we've got no price drop.
No.
And technically a price increase.
To be fair, kind of. The Switch is still $300 and it's been out for 7.5 years. Wait, what year is it?
No.
6.5 years.
The SWOLED, maybe.
SWOLED's 350.
The base is still 300.
MSRP Switch, not the Switch Lite.
But is that one of those things that you can just always find on sale, though?
Probably on Amazon or something. Pro was 400, PS4 Slim was 300. Thank you, James. I knew I had that right. But no, I think the PS5 Pro is going to be $600. Now, this is like we talked about with the Switch 2.
Nintendo Switch, 300 on Amazon.
Yeah.
Maybe, Switch Lite, 200.
Maybe they'll do some kind of trade-in at GameStop or PlayStation Direct. No, PlayStation Direct's not going to do that. What am I talking about? Now, if they came out and said every game, fidelity mode, 4K HDR, highest graphic settings, and 60 frames a second, I'd be like, damn it, I might have to do this.
It depends on what the trade-in
right.
and upgrade, you know, net cost would be. I would consider it. With the PS4 Pro, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, I didn't think about it for a second.
But with this, I don't know. It'd probably be $300 to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
If not $400. Now, maybe you could sell it on eBay for more than...
Oh, yeah, GameStop, you'd probably be better off doing that, but...
I don't know. It is what it is. We'll see. Next up, why is this happening? This comes from Push Square. The Last of Us Part 2's long-rumored remaster, or at least PS5 port, might very well be real. The latest evidence comes from the LinkedIn profile of a Naughty Dog developer, as spotted by Insider Gaming, who claims to have worked on, quote, The Last of Us Part 1 and The Last of Us 2 remastered. Said profile has since been updated, and mention of the second project has been removed. Which obviously means one of two things. Either it was an honest mistake, or the cat's out of the bag. In any case, it would just make sense, wouldn't it? The Last of Us Part 2 released for the PS4 back in 2020, and the PS5 remake of the first game, The Last of Us Part 1, launched just over a year ago. The timing certainly adds up, and Part 2's eventual arrival on Sony's current gen console has always felt like an inevitability. Of course, if this remaster is real, it could open up a can of worms. The Last of Us Part 1 was infamously a full... this is a little dramatic, Push Square. Was infamously a full-price remake of a fairly modern game.
And I mean, it was
9 years
two
old,
generations yeah. ago.
And with all this talk that Naughty Dog's The Last of Us multiplayer and live service project is borderline canceled, questions will no doubt be asked of the team's priorities. So this has not gotten... Has this gotten a PS5 patch to make it 60 frames or anything?
I don't
like
think
Horizon
so.
Zero Dawn got that. But it's going to be remade anyways. This is insane. This is not because I hate the story. This is a game... So The Last of Us Remastered came out a year after The Last of Us on PS4.
Okay.
It was not full price. It was like... It was $40, I think. And you couldn't play the PS3 version
yeah,
on
so
PS4
this is really,
because of the stupid cell process.
This is PS4 version compared to PS3 version. Right. This is not PS5. This is not Last of Us Part 1 treatment. This is literally just remaster.
Oh, I got to think it's just a remaster because what else are they going to... Like, they built the world to work with, you know, Ellie crouching and stuff like there's nothing, like, you could add better controls into the first game. The second game, even though its story is garbage, was fun to actually play. The controls were great. much better than the first game. Last of Us Part 1 fixed that. They're going to sell this for $70. There is not going to be a $10 upgrade for PS4 owners. The Last of Us HBO show is huge. We know they're working on Part 3. I mean, we don't know, but we know. This is going to be a $70 game. Luckily, I don't have to worry about buying that again. And if I would have known how the first one turned out, I probably wouldn't have bought it to begin with.
The first one?
The second one. The first version of this game. The first version of the second game. Part 2 got a PS5 patch. Okay, that's kind of what I thought. So
what is this doing?
Frames. That's what I'm saying. The game was freaking beautiful on my base PS4.
Yeah.
I still say that game, even though the story sucks, is a technical marvel. The fact that that game played on my launch PS4 is insane. And I had no issues. I had no crashes, no technical hiccups, nothing. The game was like jaw-droppingly beautiful. I can already see like the side-by-side videos, and it's like, you can see one more leaf on the PS5. Like, what are you going to do? If you can play it on PS5 at 60 frames a second, why would you make a remaster? You can't remaster. You cannot.
You can't PS4 triple stamp a double stamp.
You can't remaster a game that was already the prettiest game, that's already prettier than a lot of games out there now still. What are you remastering? I feel like I'm taking crazy. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah.
If I were to ever play through this game again to get the platinum, I'm just going to play the PS4 version on PS5 at 60 frames a second.
Yeah.
Did you get this platinum or just part one? I can't remember.
I haven't gotten this one. Did you get part one? Platinum?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Because I wasn't thinking about it when I was playing it. I just wanted to. You played it basically with a guide, right?
Pretty much.
Where to pick everything up and
the collectibles and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely, at some point I'm going to play through that game again because I love it, and I'll just play it on super easy just to get the platinum. But part two is supposed to be a pretty easy platinum, actually, because you can turn on all the accessibility stuff.
Said that.
Yeah. There's all the accessibility options that they added that makes it really easy to platinum. But I don't know if I can ever play that game again. I don't know that I can do it. Oh my God. It's 25 hours. On top of the stupid story, it's 25 hours long.
That's not just that bad, though.
That game did not need to be that long.
Well, it also, I'm kind of shocked it was only 25, because I will say 25 isn't that bad. But the way they did it, it felt like it was 40.
You go through this, then you go through this, and then you think you're done.
No.
Now you got to go through this. Are you kidding me? Like, I really thought I was at the end of the game. And that was it. And they were going to lead into part three. Nope. You got another couple hours left because you got to go somewhere else. Even though it makes no sense that you're freaking Neil Druckmann. God almighty. I'm not buying Last of Us 2 Remastered. Even if they do it for like a $10 upgrade, I'm not giving them $10 for that stupid game. I hate that game. Freaking stupid. Stupid, stupid. Last item. And hopefully this will be the actual last time we talk about this. Xbox officially owns Activision. Congratulations. It's finally over. This comes from VGC. Microsoft has officially closed its $68.7 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard in completing the industry's and Microsoft's. That's crazy, too, to think that it's also Microsoft's biggest deal. Not just Xbox. Not just video games, but Microsoft's.
I mean, what else?
I don't know. They bought Windows.
Skype. No, they made Windows.
The Xbox maker has taken ownership of major console and PC franchises, including Call of Duty, Warcraft, and Diablo. It also established a major presence in mobile gaming with the addition of Candy Crush Maker King. How did they come up with a name? We're going to name our company King.
That is stupid.
Other developers joining Xbox Game Studios include Infinity Ward, Raven Software, Sledgehammer Games, Treyarch, Toys for Bob, Beenox, and High Moon Studios. As one team, we'll learn, innovate, and continue to deliver on our promise to bring the joy and community of gaming to more people, said Microsoft's head of gaming, Phil Spencer. We'll do this in a culture that strives to empower everyone to do their best work, where all people are welcome, and is centered on our ongoing commitment of gaming for everyone in capital letters. We are intentional about inclusion. What are we talking about? blah, blah. Oh, my God. This goes on. I can't read all this.
This just sounds like he had, like, an AI thing just write him a statement.
Activision Blizzard said earlier that week that when the deal went through, it expects to start adding titles to Game Pass in 2024. But I did see today there's some rumblings that Diablo 4 could come to Game Pass this year. They did confirm Call of Duty can't come to Game Pass until 2025 because of an existing marketing deal, which means PlayStation.
Yeah.
It is interesting that Sony, whoever at Sony thought to include in that contract, like, you can't let Microsoft put this on Game Pass, even if they don't own you. I don't know that, why would they have ever done that? It would make no sense. Why did they buy this company for $70 billion? It doesn't make sense. So a couple things I wrote here, some notes. The deal closed on Friday the 13th, which is just amazing to me. Because this is the scariest thing that's ever happened in video games. Bobby Kotick has hinted that Guitar Hero is coming back. He had an internal meeting with the not funny guy, James Corden. And somehow at this meeting, it came up that I didn't even know Activision owned Guitar Hero. But they hinted at it coming back. Cool. You can only play it on Game Pass. You're not going to be able to play. Well, titles with a legacy on PlayStation will continue to come there. Yeah. Okay. Also, Bobby Kotick is staying on as CEO of Activision Blizzard King, reporting to Phil Spencer through the end of the year, and then he's gone. He gets his golden parachute. I can't wait till the reports come out of what he gets from this. He took over as the head of Activision over 33 years ago.
I wouldn't even have thought Activision existed 33 years ago.
So, obviously, he seems like he's kind of a scumbag, but you can't, not but, he also helped turn Activision into pretty much the biggest games publisher that there is over his 33 years. The fact that he got this company to be sold for $70 billion is insane. Mm-hmm. I just hate that Microsoft owns them. I'm glad it's over with, but I just hate that they own them. I still say it's a bad idea, but whatever. An analyst from Ampere Analytics has predicted that Sony will answer with a large acquisition, one that's bigger than Bungie. They basically said they have to at this point. I agree, but I don't. Capcom said they're not for sale, or at least they're not for sale to Xbox. I saw Square Enix. You're not going
to
buy
me,
Konami.
That's the only one that makes sense.
You're not going to buy Konami because they, outside of their video games, they make so much money off their stupid pachinkos and like health resorts and all this other crap that has nothing to do with video games.
Yeah,
it's Square Enix, and apparently they weren't doing, like, Final Fantasy 16 did not meet sales expectations.
Now's the time to buy them.
Exactly. So if they're
buy
gonna,
low,
they're going to buy them. They're going to buy them. But like, also, why buy them when you're getting basically every game exclusive from them, except for like the Crisis Core remake and Octopath and whatever. Like,
yeah,
there's really no reason to buy it. But in unrelated news, it came out this past week that the IRS says that Microsoft owes $29 billion in back taxes.
Just write a check.
So they spent over the last week
$100 billion. Yeah.
Sean, Xbox is finally owning Activision. Anything you want to add?
Nope. I'm sick of talking about it.
Yep. Me too. It's over. Wait, Nintendo America tweeted something. A second update is coming in F-Zero 99 tomorrow. I don't care. I never went back to that.
I never went to it.
I never went to it. Now it's time for the wrap-up. Sean, speaking of Microsoft, Pete Hines is officially retiring from Bethesda. He got Starfield out the door. He's been there 24 years. He thought this was a great time to retire. I don't know if he's going out on a high note. It depends who you talk to about Starfield, but not for me. Not for me. Bob Iger of Disney is being urged by his underlings to purchase a games publisher similar to, like, Electronic Arts, because apparently they don't already own enough. Why would Disney?
Why?
Why? You've run Marvel into the ground. You're running Star Wars into the ground. Although I've heard Ahsoka is supposed to be pretty good.
I've heard very polarizing stuff about it. I've heard that, and then I've also heard people like, this is everything that's wrong with Star Wars now. Hmm. So I don't know. I have no interest in it.
I know one reason I would have, you know why.
I don't know anything about
it. Somebody comes back. Somebody's in this.
Somehow Palpatine came back.
Yes. Now he's just it's just a head with spider legs. You want me to tell you?
If you're not gonna I assume it's
what? Because you got to think the Clone Wars TV show.
I don't know.
It's before Order
Execute Order 66.
It's before that.
Okay.
But he's fighting her at some point, so maybe it goes past Order 66. No, but then he gets burnt to a crisp.
Burnt to a whoops.
Who am I talking about? I know if I do this, they can't hear me. So yeah, I don't know. Don't buy EA for crying out loud. Although I'd probably rather have them buy them than Microsoft.
Yeah, I don't think Disney's releasing a console anytime soon.
No, y'all are wrong.
About what? Ahsoka?
That could apply to anything.
I mean, we know we're wrong, but
we're wrong. Be more specific. Stupid YouTube chat, so far behind. PS5 cloud streaming is coming for PS5 games for members of PS Plus Premium this month. Like Sean.
What is May 19th, 2021?
When it got the patch.
Oh, okay.
Hundreds of PS5 titles are compatible. There will be game trials. You'll be able to play games in 4K, up to 4K, up to 60 frames per second, along with HDR, and there will be 5.1 and 7.1 channel audio. Are you interested?
Not really.
Supposedly, it works really well.
I kind of want to try just to see how it feels, but I don't know.
Supposedly, it works really well. Also, the thing that I would like for this, if I was premium, are you going to keep premium?
No.
If I had premium, the thing that I would like about this is the game trials, because you don't even have to download anything.
I think the only time I used game trials was on WWE.
Oh yeah, 2K.
2K20.
And you were like, 3? Nope.
And I'm like, it's not fun.
I can't wait to hear what we were talking about.
I'm waiting for it to update. Ahsoka runs concurrently to Mando season 3. Oh, okay.
The scenes with spoiler are just redacted. Flashbacks. Like in Obi-Wan. So another spoiler. Okay. I guess I'm not going to watch Obi-Wan.
It wasn't very good. It was.
I mean, yeah, I knew he was in it. I knew Vader was in it and stuff. Y'all are wrong.
James keeping us honest.
Oh. Has there been 3 seasons of Mandalorian? I didn't watch the 3rd season.
Really?
No. And I loved the first two.
The first few episodes, I'm like, I don't know if I like this. And then it got awesome.
Does he come back? Who you said the first time?
Palpatine.
No. The second time.
I love that I whispered it.
Palpatine.
Spoiler alert for episode 9. No, you know, the 4-letter word. He's in it?
No, I'm just saying yes, I know what you're talking about. And
you probably, at this point, don't even remember.
I really don't. I feel like there was some kind of...
Oh, yeah, because Ahsoka was in season 2 of Mando. That I knew.
There was some kind of not to that level, like, cameo kind of thing.
Is it him? I thought the 3rd season of Mando was better than Ahsoka.
I thought 3rd season of Mando was very good. Starting with like episode, I don't know, 3 or 4. But in the beginning, I'm like,
is that 6 or 8? Or how many is it? Do you remember?
Episodes?
Yeah.
I think it's 8.
But they're like an hour
maybe
long
10.
Sometimes, right?
It's more likely to be 10 than 6. But it's at least 8.
Palpatine.
Who?
Palpatine.
It's like if you say his name, he appears or something. Oh, God. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Housemarque is expanding into a new studio, 8 episodes, okay, to establish one of Europe's, quote, most advanced gaming headquarters next year. Now, in the past, I would have said, this is awesome, because that means now they can remake Metal Gear Solid 3. I can't make those jokes anymore, because it's actually happening. I still can't believe that's real. Master Collection's
not out yet.
The Master Collection's out next week. Well, that's true. But everybody's saying they have been working on it for like 3 years. Like it's probably coming out next year. That's the 20th anniversary.
Game Awards is coming up.
No, we're getting a Death Stranding 2 trailer. We're not going to get a Metal Gear Solid 3 trailer also. Although Jeff Keighley loves his money, so who knows. Cyberpunk 2077 has passed 25 million copies sold. It is on a better trajectory than Witcher 3 was at this time of its release. Kind of joking, kind of serious. I wonder if those 25 million copies sold counts the refunds that they gave when the game was completely just broken on last gen.
Good question.
Phantom Liberty, in its first week, sold 3 million copies. This is the best comeback story. Now, it's not like they get a pass for how the game released, but the comeback story of this game from where it was in December 2020 to now is insane.
Wait, is it really called Liberty City?
Oh, no, it's Phantom Liberty. I was probably...
Okay.
I was reading something about GTA when I wrote that.
Okay, I was like, wait.
100 million total CD Projekt Red games have been sold, so that's The Witchers 1 through 3 and Cyberpunk.
I had never heard of The Witcher until Witcher 3.
Because it was only on PC, I think. Oh, it might have come to Xbox. I can't remember. It also came out that CD Projekt Red has spent $125 million fixing Cyberpunk and developing Phantom Liberty. Not Liberty City. Liberty Biberty. You see they brought that guy back? Wait, you replaced me with this guy?
Liberty it doesn't Biberty. Even have a mustache.
Boom. $125 million.
I mean, that's a lot, but like...
Good on them.
Yeah, I mean, you owned it and you fixed it. So, yeah.
Derek put this in the chat earlier, but Lies of P has already sold 1 million copies. That's really good considering it's on Game Pass. Good for them. And I've heard really great things about this. I could just play it on Game Pass, yeah. But I don't have time. This might be this might be one of those after Mario RPG when I'm done that I'm like, well, let me see if I can beat this. I beat Elden Ring. Damn it, I can beat Lies of P, but we'll see. Ask Creed Mirage is Ubisoft's biggest current-gen launch in terms of units sold, and it's on the similar trajectory to what Ask Creed Odyssey and Origins was as well. That makes me happy. Whether I get this... I'm not going to get this game. James, I think you're playing it, right? I think. It just makes me happy that these kind of, like, 15-hour games can still exist.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be Valhalla, where it takes 200 hours to beat it or whatever. Analog announced today, or yesterday, a couple days ago, the Analog 3D, which will play N64 games coming out next year. It will have four controller ports. It supports Bluetooth as well. There's 4K resolution as well as original display modes, and it will be region free. I saw IGN had this, that the Analog CEO said, quote, "To me, it's either this or buy a fucking original N64 and a CRT. End of story," end quote. Saying Nintendo could not make a better modern N64 than what they've made.
Okay.
Valhalla sucks.
So, tell me about Analog. The old one and this one.
They make retro consoles that are of the highest quality that play cartridges.
Okay, it's not ROMs.
It's not ROMs.
But it can be, but that's like off-label use kind of thing?
I don't think it can.
Or you can't even... Okay, so literally, you have to have the cartridges to use this.
Well, now what you can do is you can put ROMs onto like a Genesis... There's ways to put them onto like a Genesis cart and then plug it in and play it and then wipe it, put something else on there, play it, I think. Because I know people, when they talk about patches for ROMs online and stuff, it's like, well, if you haven't updated your cartridge, whatever thing, you can do it. But yeah, very interesting. Can't wait to see what Ocarina of Time looks like on that compared to Switch Online when it launched there. Redfall has finally gotten its 60 frames per second patch, 6 months after it came out or something. Does anybody care? I read something else that like the player count is just like at an all-time
six.
Low. Like nobody cares. Probably six. Telltale Games is the latest studio to suffer layoffs. I read somewhere that they've reportedly laid off, quote, most of their staff. But they say, don't worry, The Wolf Among Us 2 is still in production, as well as their other projects. If you got like five people working there, The Wolf Among Us 2 is not going to come out. I'm just going to say that now. Castlevania Nocturne has officially been renewed for season 2 on Netflix.
Yes.
You got to watch this. Watch it on your trip.
I will.
You can watch it on the flight out there. You can probably watch the other 7 episodes, because they're only, like I said, 25 minutes long or something. Well, you can't watch all 7, but...
Safe for plane watching?
Meaning?
Like, are there, is there like nudity and stuff?
There's a whole lot of blood.
Blood. Okay. I didn't know there was something blood. That I, yeah, I'll wait to watch it, no, in my room. Don't watch it on the plane.
Yeah, season 3 of Castlevania had that weird sex scene. I was like, this is uncomfortable. I don't get this.
Okay, so there's none of that. No. Okay, so I can watch it on the plane.
I'm happy about that. Red Dead Redemption, the $50 game that's the same as the game that released 13 years ago, quietly got a 60 frames per second patch for the PS4 version of the game if you play it on PS5. I'm not getting that. I don't care. Netflix apparently is wanting to add GTA games to its gaming lineup.
I forgot Netflix had a gaming thing. Right. I don't even know how to play it if I wanted to.
I don't either.
To.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
The only games I've ever seen, I know they had Into the Breach. That was a big deal. Strategy RPG that people loved. I've seen Casey do like the Minecraft stuff where it's like choose your own adventure. But that's not what these are actual games. I just don't know how you do it. Hmm. Best Buy has confirmed that they are ending physical movie and TV show sales next year, but they will be keeping physical games. I don't know. That's I get it. TV shows I get. Who's buying like Better Call Saul on Blu-ray? You know, like,
well, who's going to Best Buy?
Well, if you need a dishwasher or a fridge,
Lowe's, Amazon, true. Not Amazon.
But Amazon, I'm sure you can get a dishwasher.
But like delivery. TVs and stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to Amazon or maybe Costco. Like Costco, yeah. Sam's, whatever. Like, I feel like we've just evolved past needing Best Buy.
Well, but normies, they don't know about, like, Amazon? You just, huh?
Amazon?
Well, they know about Amazon, but they probably don't know that you can get a TV there. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain people that, and I'm not like disparaging. It's just like people that aren't like techie and stuff. It's like when you need technology, you go to the technology store. You go to Best Buy. RIP Circuit City. I liked you more.
Really? That's weird.
That's weird. remember how X-Defiant failed certification, which is like the easiest thing to pass? Well, Ubisoft has now delayed X-Defiant indefinitely. Dumbest name for a game ever. Probably never going to come out. And PS Plus extra games for October. Sorry about that. Include Gotham Knights, Dark Pictures, The House of Ashes, Disco Elysium, The Final Cut, Alien Isolation, Far, Changing Tides, Outlast 2, Dead Island, Definitive Edition, and more. PS Plus premium games for October suck. They are Tekken 6, Soul Calibur, Broken Destiny, which was a Soul Calibur PSP game, I think. Ape Escape Academy and IQ Final, which was a sequel to the original game Intelligent Cube or something on PS1. And then I think IQ Final only released in Japan. These suck. There are so many good PS1 games. Like, what is the obsession with PSP games? It's cool. But, like, what are we doing? And last, but also least, it was reported that for the first time since May of last year, one Wii U was sold in September. James, good
for
you.
It was not James. James is off the hook.
I know. Two is enough. But I just think that's hilarious that, like, oh my God.
I'm tempted to just go buy one just to be like, somebody else. And I'd be like, it was me. I wonder if you need, like,
how do you even buy one?
Yeah, are those on Amazon?
Oh, they definitely are. But I don't even know if they count. They're probably just like refurbished or something. James likes Best Buy. Mm-hmm. I like Best Buy too. I don't feel the need to. Well, I don't
a
feel the
renewed
need to go to any store.
Wii U.
Yeah, that won't count.
And this is just the gamepad. Not even the thing. $190.
Why?
Wii U renewed $243.
Why would you buy the gamepad for $190? But yeah, see, that won't count. It's got to be brand
renewed,
new. You would have to find a GameStop that has a new one in box and buy it for it to count.
Yeah.
And then you can tweet at Matt Piscatella and be like, look, I got one. Here's the receipt.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for episode 337. Thank y'all so much for being here. Sorry we weren't here last week, but the beach called our names. That is it for this week. Sean, until the next time, go ahead and take us out.
Thank you for playing.